Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 17, 2023. Birth pangs of the new world. Today, new circumstances are being revealed to the world, which we must study. And we can't because we're made of the wrong stuff, the wrong system, and we don't understand it. We look and don't know what to do with it. We don't understand the new forces and new connections. We are shown like as a primitive man, some kind of electronic device. I can smell it, taste it on my teeth, and yet what the other is like inside, I don't understand because here there is a completely different system, different connections, and different principles. They are not in me. I am not adequate to the circumstance that arises in front of me today. It requires that I have the properties of bestowal, integral and global relationships, and mutual guarantee. There is no such thing. It is all just being born. Just as I am gradually developing a method of explaining these circumstances, it is still far from the simplicity that I would like to see in it and from the kind and form when I can go out to everyone and say so, that everything becomes clear to everyone at once. I feel these birth pains in myself. But that is how it is born. And if we go toward this mutually, each from his side, then in the end we will meet quickly. From Cab TV's I got a call. You didn't say something September 3, 2011. From instinctive to conscious changes. Until now, a person has been undergoing internal transformations instinctively. Nature has been changing us, and we have been changing the world according to our needs. Today we are the ones who must change ourselves corresponding to the world that appears in front of us. We have entered the direct line. Now, nature no longer changes us from the inside. It itself is beginning to change in front of us, which has never happened before. And we have to adapt to it and study it. This means we have to desire a revelation of the Creator. The Creator is nature, in order to become similar to Him or to nature, either one, it does not matter. Comment, for me, this method makes sense. I understand that inner changes occur precisely because one studies the wisdom of Kabbalah. However, I hear that some of your students and people who are not involved in the study constantly ask, what should I do? You do not take the method of Kabbalah, but simply say that one has to change himself. People ask you, how can we change? But it seems you try to divert attention from this. My response, no. You are the ones who do not hear what I say because your egoism does not want to hear that you have to change. Comment. But the changes take place when one studies Kabbalah, they do not simply happen on their own. My response, it is not necessarily so. They occur in those who have a point in the heart. Those who do not have the point in the heart do not have to study Kabbalah at all. In order to change, 99% of humanity has to do certain actions. They have to create an appropriate environment that will constantly tell them that they have to be mutually connected, to compromise, and to unite because this is the law of nature, that global law that today begins to manifest to a greater degree within human society. From Cab TV's I got a call. You didn't say something September 3, 2011. Will Warren Buffett be loved? I know people who have a lot of money, and they get testimonial dinners and they get hospital wings named after them. But the truth is that nobody in the world loves them. If you get to my age in life and nobody thinks well of you, I don't care how big your bank account is, your life is a disaster, Warren Buffett. Question, do you agree with this? Answer, this is true, of course. Question. Must one strive to be loved? Is this the right direction? Answer, a man would like to be loved, at least to finish with such a result is good. Comment, but we are very often forced to take some unpopular steps. My response, we are in a completely opposite world. Comment, where no one loves anyone. My response, of course. How can we even express such ideas here as in order to be loved? Question, and if I do everything for this? Here he is, a billionaire, he donates, he wants to be loved, and he comes to this thought. Is this the right thing for these people to do? Answer, no, he will not correct the world in this way. All his actions will again turn into egoistic ones and they will not lead people anywhere. Question, so when you say to be loved, you mean something different from what he does? Answer, of course. Question, so what do you mean? Answer, I cannot advise him on anything because it is useless. Question, he no longer needs it, so advise us. What does it mean to live like this, to be remembered, and to be loved? What does a person need? Answer, it is only necessary to engage in education. Only education. Otherwise, nothing will happen in the world. Question, so you claim that the most respected job for a man is to be an educator? Answer, yes. Question, how does he educate people then? Answer, he must explain to them in every possible way what the purpose of creation is, that only in realization of the plan of creation can a person achieve happiness. Question, what do you mean by the purpose of creation? Should he also attain this purpose of creation? Answer, the educator himself must attain it and then convey to people that when a person himself does good to others, he fills and enjoys himself. Question, let us delve deeper than if possible. What do you mean by good? Answer, by good I mean filling another person with what he desires. Comment, but he has a lot of different desires. My response, no. This already depends on education. Fill him with the right kind of education so that he would require a normal minimum filling. Question, this needs to be clarified. A person needs to be clarified in such a way that he lives on such a normal filling and does not require something big, billions of dollars, and so on? Answer, and feels that if other people can be led to this, then this will be the complete happiness. Question, that is, in order that people live, rejoice in the necessities that they have, and do not demand anything more beyond that? Is this what you call a correct education? Answer, yes. Question, do you not want to move on, to say something higher? Answer, when I cut bread, I cut it into slices. So this is the first slice. Comment, then let us stop at the first slice from CAB TV's news with Dr. Michael Lateman, August 7, 2023. Questions about spiritual work. 17. Question, how is the memory of past states of ascent and descent useful to us, and how do we use it correctly? Answer, we have experience, and therefore it is good that we do not forget past states. We can apply them to present states and anticipate future ones. This is how we learn. Question, how is the Creator's humility manifested? Answer, by the fact that everything comes from Him, but he conceals himself. Question, is it possible to be in constant striving for faith above reason? Answer, you cannot be in it all the time, but you should strive for it every time you have such an opportunity. Question, how can we direct our connection to unity with the Creator? Answer, everyone should turn together from every heart to the Creator, and you need nothing else. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 21, 2023. The Need for the Creator's Salvation.